Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Didn't work out in our favor, obviously. Didn't have the greatest footing. It happens. It's game of inches. You know, the play before was pretty close too. Didn't turn out in our favor today. We were 2 of 5 in the red zone. We can't do that against a team like this. So, you know, a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. But at the end of the day, you know, 4-2 into the bye week, you know, going back to last year, taking a loss the way we did against Arizona, Hail Mary bye week. This is a resilient team. I got no doubt that, you know, we're going to use this to fuel us and be ready to go in 2 weeks.
Josh, you said you didn't have the greatest footing. Did you slip, and had you noticed footing as a problem leading up to that?
I mean, I was just trying to find a window to get in there, and you know, quarterback sneaks aren't the funnest play by any means. You know, I got to find a way to get a first down there. You know, so it happens.
Josh, obviously you guys got to go back and look at it, but as you're talking about it, going through it on the sidelines, what were the issues early on in the red zone?
Just not executing how we should. You know, shooting ourselves in the foot a couple times with penalties. You know, I gotta be better for us, you know, in the red zone. So it's no secret, 2 of 5, again, against a team like this, it's not going to win you a football game. And, you know, we go 3 of 5, we win that game. But, again, a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. That's a really good team. They had a really good plan. Obviously, on offense, they've got some really good players over there. So you can't give them those opportunities and not convert, you know, when you got to put 6 on the board.
Josh, did you feel like you had that first down on the play before the sneak? And did you get any explanation as to why there wasn't any kind of a review?
No explanation. I don't know. I did it in hopes of trying to get the first down. And I think they looked at it on video, and you know, I think the call was a good call. So, again, it's a game of inches. And, again, so many shoulda, coulda, wouldas that we're going to look back at this film and you know, feel even worse than we do right now. But, again, it's one game. Like I said, we're not going to try to blow this out of proportion, learn from it, and move on.
You mentioned the Arizona game and the pain that you took into the bye week and how your team responded in a positive way. How did you do that last year, and how do you try to duplicate that this year?
I mean, I think it's very similar feelings, you know, the way we lost both of these games. And, you know, typically you don't carry anything over from year to year, but we do have that type of experience going back to last year. And just coming out of the bye week, you know, really hungry, really ready. And, you know, we got to go and do that again. You know, we got to put this one behind us as quickly as we can, get our bodies back. I know we had a couple injuries tonight, so get back on track with those things and start looking to put together a game plan. I think we got Miami in 2 weeks.
Josh, everybody that's been on here so far has kind of said, look, if we can get 17 with the ball in his hands and a chance to win the game, we're going to do that. How much pride do you take in that, even though it comes up short today?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in it. And you know, I love Coach McDermott for giving me that opportunity. You know, and I got to go out there and prove him right. You know, sometimes the plays don't go your ways. They get paid on that side of the ball too, and like I said, they had a good game plan. That's a really good team, and hopefully we see them again. You know, because again, the way they're playing right now, you know, I expect them to, you know, make a run, and got a lot of respect for them.
So can you speak on that when the call comes down and it's, you know, we're trying to win the game right here, but Josh, you know, when you hear that, assuming that's something you're like, okay, now let's do that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what you want. You want your coach to have that belief in you, and, you know, who better to have the ball in their hands than 17 is the best player we got. So, you know, nobody's mad at anybody for any calls. You know, it just comes down to we got to execute better than they do, and we didn't. So.
You guys are clicking at like 50% in the red zone so far this season. Is there any common thread to the struggles? I mean, I know that you take things on your own shoulders, but is there anything in your film review from, you know, each of these games so far that you can pinpoint as to what's gone wrong or what's gone right in some instances?
I'd have to look at this film and see if there's any, you know, common factors. Ultimately, it comes down to execution, and it starts with me. So I got to be better with the ball in my hands, you know, and put us in a better position to try to score touchdowns instead of field goals. And, again, with a team like this, how good they are, you know, we know that's not going to cut it. So it's something that we gotta focus on and learn from. And like I said, I got no doubt that this team will.
Josh, the final score aside, the feeling of this offense, you got people involved who aren't necessarily involved every week. Tommy Sweeney scores a touchdown. Diggs has one of his best games, always one of his best games. Can you just take us through the offense and getting everybody involved and how important that is for you?
You know, we moved the ball really well tonight. Again, just kind of taking what the defense gave me early on and allowing our guys to make some plays. And I think we did a good job with throwing after the catch, guys getting open, finding zones. So when you kind of have that feeling of being able to move the ball and you kind of stall out there in the red zone, it's never a good feeling because, you know, we want to score points. That's our job, score touchdowns. And, again, we just didn't do a good enough job with that tonight. But seeing some guys get involved, getting, you know, Cole back involved in the offense the way he played tonight was awesome. And we're going to continue to need that going forward.
Cole, you guys, the first, it was 6-0, you guys were kind of in control. They haven't done a thing. And when he broke that long touchdown run, was that kind of the signal that, I mean, I guess you knew it going in, but was that kind of the signal that, man, this is going to be a long slugfest of a night?
There were no thoughts like that. It's a one play at a time mentality. So, I mean, you never know how a game's going to play out. And, you know, we don't really focus on the other side of the ball. We just got to execute on our side and focus on what we have to do. And there were a lot of things we could have done better, you know, and you always feel that way in a game like this. But, no, there were no thoughts about, like, if it was going to be a long game or not. We were just next play mentality.
Josh, you always talk about learning from whatever happens. So even though the drive didn't end the way you want, that circumstance, down, trying to drive, on the road, learning from that, it seemed to be a hard thing to replicate in any other way than actually what you just had. How big is that to at least learn from what you guys did today and help you going forward in those spots?
Yeah, two-minute situations. Again, like you said, you can't replicate those in practice or in walkthroughs. We haven't been in many situations like that this year. So to kind of have that, again, everything you can learn from, you know, is a plus. I know, you know, we didn't win the game, but there's a lot to learn from that drive. You know, and we gotta work on it and move forward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.